Samsung unveils next-generation RF chipsets for 5G base stations at MWC 2019. Image: the new RFX 5G chipset. Samsung Electronics today announced that it has successfully completed the development of its cutting-edge M-Wave radio frequency integrated circuits, RFX, and digital/analog front-end, DAFE, ASICs, supporting 28 GHz and 39 GHz bands. Samsung's new RFX and DAF ASICs, the core components in the 5G chipset, enable about 25% reduction in size, weight and power consumption for 5G base stations when compared to the previous iterations. 5G base stations using these new chipsets are more efficient in operation and rollout. Our breakthroughs in 5G R&D have been the key driving forces behind the successful 5G commercial services across the US and Korea in 2018, with over 36,000 5G base station shipments, said Paul Kyung-Woon Chon, Executive Vice President and Head of Networks Business at Samsung Electronics. At the forefront of ushering in the wave of Fourth Industrial Revolution, Samsung will continue to accelerate 5G commercialization, ultimately impacting the overall industries and everyday lives by offering ultra-low latency, ultra-high speed, and massive connectivity. To achieve ultra-fast data speeds, 5G base stations use almost 1,000 antenna element and several RFX to utilize the M-Wave spectrum. The adoption of RFX plays a crucial role in supporting the reduction in the size and power consumption of base stations. Samsung's new RFX using cutting-edge 28-nanometer CMOS semiconductor technology operate on bandwidths that have been expanded to a maximum 1.4 GHz, compared to 800 MHz for previous RFX. The size of RFX is reduced by 36% and the overall performance is enhanced by decreasing the noise level and improving the linearity characteristics of the RF power amplifier. Samsung has developed RFX solutions for 28 GHz and 39 GHz and plans to commercialize additional RFX for 24 GHz and 47 GHz this year, allowing further expansions into markets that will utilize these higher frequency bands. Samsung has also developed its own DAF as an ASIC, low in power consumption and small in size. The DAF is essential for digital wireless telecommunications as it provides analog to digital conversions and vice versa. The 5G DAF manages large bandwidths of many that are hundreds of MHz, and developing an ASIC allows for the reduction in size and power consumption of 5G base stations. Without investing in ASICs, the DAF on its own would be too big and power insufficient to meet the product needs of carriers. Samsung is building on its 5G leadership with its innovative solutions, including low-power RFX and DAF ASICs, to pioneer a new era of digital transformation, said Jae Ho Joon, Executive Vice President and Head of R&D, Networks Business at Samsung Electronics. We're pleased to announce our completion of development on these new chipsets, which will play vital roles in pushing the advancement of technologies to the next level. Image: DAF ASICs chipset.